This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Rays Radio Network.
Slice down the left field line. It's a fair ball. The Rays win it, and they have just clinched the number one spot. They have won the American League Wild Card.
Welcome to Countdown to Opening Day.
Swinging a ball, sliced toward right, back Hernandez onto the track, looking up, and it's gone! An opposite field homer! Yandy Diaz flexes his muscles, and the Rays win again in walk-off fashion.
Coming up, we sit down with Rays players, coaches, and front office executives to discuss the latest news in Rays baseball. Here's your host, Chris Adams-Wall.
And welcome to our latest show, everybody. My name is Chris Adams-Wall. We're happy to have you with us. In today's program, we'll speak to Rays right-hander Naoyuki Uesawa, who had his best outing of the spring yesterday against the Baltimore Orioles. We'll talk to Nao about his career in Japan, why he decided to come to the United States and sign with the Rays, and what it was like to be teammates with Shohei Ohtani. Then we'll sit down with outfielder Johnny DeLuca, who fractured his right hand in the Dominican Republic last weekend. Before the injury, however, Johnny spoke to us about playing in the Dodgers organization, being traded to the Rays, and what the former Oregon Duck likes to do in his free time. But let's get to it and hear from Naoyuki Uesawa and his translator, Taishi Terashima, both of whom I asked what they've enjoyed so far about the Rays organization.
Yeah, もう場所も気に入ってるし、まあ、すごくいい環境で練習させてもらってるし、チームメイトもレイズのみんなもすごくいい人ばっかりなんで、すごく楽しくやらせてもらってます。
Obviously, this is a great area to be, and you know, great people, great organization. A lot of people are so nice to me, and it's exciting.
Is this your first time in the United States?
No. Seattle to Los Angeles, I've been to Seattle.
I've been to Seattle and Los Angeles and before, so it's not my first time.
But first time in Florida, maybe?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so how did this opportunity come about? Because we know that you were pitching in Japan for a long time. You pitched for the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters, which is an amazing name to Americans for them to read. But how did this opportunity come about with the Tampa Bay Rays?
Rays とこう、Rays と契約して、Rays プレーするというこのチャンスはどういう感じでここまで、なんていうんですかね、あの、訪れたというか、どういうきっかけで、それが。
いや、まあ、あの、契約交渉期間中に、いろいろ、まあ、いろんな球団から話いただいたんですけど、あの、いろいろミーティングした時とかに、やっぱこう、自分が一番、レイズでやることをプレーすることが一番なんかこう自分の成功への近道なんじゃないかなっていうのを感じました。
Obviously I talked to a few teams on negotiation process and you know I obviously the meeting I had with the Rays was amazing, you know, and I thought that this is the right place for me to continue my career in the US.
But you were a very successful player in Japan. You were a three-time All-Star. And so I'm wondering, you just turned 30 years old, why now? Why did you want to come and play baseball in the United States right now?
まあ、あの、2018年に日米野球出てから少しずつアメリカの野球に興味出てきて、で、まあ、やっぱこう人生一度きりしかないんで、あの、やっぱ一番最高峰の、レベルの高いところでやってみたいなっていうのも思いがあったし、まあ、あの年々そういう夢に向かっていく気持ちが強くなっていったっていうのが。
You know, in 2018, that's when I played against MLB All-Star team in Japan. And that's when I kind of started getting more and more curious about baseball over here in the US. And after that, my dream kind of got bigger and bigger, and here I am.
and you signed a minor league deal with the Rays. And I know you've talked a little bit about why you decided to go with Tampa Bay instead of signing a major league deal with another team, but could you elaborate on that a little bit? What is it about the Tampa Bay Rays that made you want to come here specifically?
Rays に来たかったという他のメジャー契約を断ってメジャーレイズに来たかった理由、今まで少しお話しされてたこともあると思うんですけど、もう少し具体的に話していただけますか。
まあ、あの契約を決める前のミーティングとかでやっぱこういろいろスカイル・スナイダーとか球団のいろんな人と話し合って、たくさんの人が僕に対していろいろ話してもらって、なんかこう具体的に僕がこれからどうしていった方がいいのかとか、僕のことをすごくこう一番なんだろうな、理解してくれてる印象があったので、なんかこう、まあ、どこの球団に行ってもやることは変わらないし、メジャー契約だろうがマイナー契約だろうが結果残さないといけない立場なんで、まあ、なんでそうなった時にやっぱレイズが一番こう僕のことを理解してくれるし、僕のいい手助けをしてくれるんじゃないかなっていうのを感じました。
Like I said earlier, you know, the meeting I had with the Rays was amazing. And I talked to Kyle and other staff members with the Rays in that meeting. And they had an idea of what pitcher I am and what's going to make me successful over here in the States. So, and obviously I had a few offers from other teams, but, you know, this...I thought that this is right place for best. This place is gonna give me best opportunity to be successful. That's why I decided to come over here.
And what are your goals for this upcoming season?
今シーズンの目標は何ですか？
まずはしっかりメジャー契約してもらって、メジャーリーグの舞台で、先発、まあ、どこでやるか分からないですけど、しっかりとした成績を残して来シーズンにつなげていくっていうのが大事だと思うので、まずはしっかり、まあ、まだそのメジャーリーグの舞台に投げる権利さえ得られてないんで、まずその権利を得てしっかりと、成績を残すってことを考えてやっていきます。
This year is going to be my year to show them, you know, what I can do. And obviously I'm on minor league contract right now, and first goal is going to be to be on major league contract, and after that, you know, nothing is going to change, but I'm going to still compete, and you know, that's something that I'm going to do this year.
I've read that you have about 8 pitches in your repertoire, if not more. Can you tell our listeners what kind of pitches you throw?
投げるボール8球種ぐらいあるって聞いてるんですけど、あの今どのボールか聞いてる方にあの伝えてもらいます。
どのボールか全部全種類ぐらい。フォーシーム、ツーシーム、カッター、スライダー、でカーボ、チェンジアップ、スプリッター、でハードカーブ。
What was the last one?
Power curve.
Power curve ball. Okay, so I think that was about 8, right? So yeah, that's pretty impressive. How have you felt so far this spring throwing for the Rays? Everything feels good physically?
体の状態レイズでどうですか？
いや、もうトレーナーの方もみんな僕にすごくあのいろいろ配慮してくれて、いろいろ聞いてくれますし、もう本当に体は問題なくやらせてもらってます。
You know, I've had, you know, great conversations with training staffs, and you know, those guys are helpful, and yeah, I'm in good position right now.
What is your all-time favorite moment of your career in Japan, or the moment that you're most proud of over there pitching for the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters?
Fighters で、あの、日本で投げてる時の一番思い出深い、あの、瞬間は何ですか？
だろう、でもそれこそ、去年新しいフィールドになってそこで投げれたっていうのはすごく僕の中であのとてもいい経験になりました。
Last year we opened our new stadium in Hokkaido, and all the games I pitched in there was, no, great moments. Yeah.
Very cool. And we know that you are obviously from Japan. Did you have a favorite Japanese player growing up as a kid?
ちっちゃい時とか、ちっちゃい時っていうか、まあ、やっぱ野茂さんとか、 まあ、あとは、まあまあ、ピッチャーじゃないですけど、まあ、イチローさんとかはやっぱり常に野球中継出てたし、でもやっぱ僕が参考になってるというか今こうしてるのはやっぱ上原さんとか岩隈さんみたいな、感じになれたらいいなと。
When I was so little, I used to watch you know, Nomo, Hideo Nomo、mm-hmm. and also Ichiro. You know, a lot of games were televised over there in Japan、mm-hmm. and right now I want to be like Koji Uehara, Hisashi Wakuma. You know, those guys were successful over here in the States, so I want to be, you know, those, that type of pitcher over here.
It's funny that you mentioned Hideo Nomo because I'm pretty sure he's still the only Japanese pitcher to ever play for Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I know.
So you could be the second. Did you ever face Shohei Ohtani in Japan?
対戦したことはありますか？
対戦はないかな。対戦はないと思います。
Never faced him because we're on the same team.
Oh, there you go. Uh-huh. But never in batting practice?
Batting practice は多分ないと思う。記憶ない。
I don't remember.
Yeah. Well, he was also a pitcher. We're very excited to watch you play, though. We're excited to watch you pitch. We wish you only the best, and we thank you so much, Naoki Uesawa.And Taish Terashima for taking the time today.
Thank you very much.
And we thank Naoki Uesawa and translator Taishi Terashima for their time. And congratulate now on a solid performance Friday against the Orioles, his best of the spring. We are going to go to our first break, but don't go anywhere because we're coming right back with Rays outfielder Johnny DeLuca right after this on the Rays Radio Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices?And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Chris Adams Wahlbeck here on Countdown to Opening Day, and we're joined now by Rays outfielder Johnny DeLuca. Johnny, thanks so much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So, this is your first spring training with the Tampa Bay Rays. We got to know, how's it been for you so far?
It's been great. It's been really easy. Great welcoming by all the staff, players, and it's gone really smoothly so far.
You've only known the Dodgers organization prior to this year. Is that difficult coming over to a different organization where you really don't know anybody, except for Ryan Pepio, that is?
Yeah, I mean, at first it's always like you're not really expecting it, so there's the shock factor of it. And then in the off season, there's the anticipation of coming here. And then now once I'm here, everyone's made it super easy, and we're all out here playing the same game and trying to win. So, I'm having a lot of fun so far.
And we'll get to how you arrived here in Tampa Bay, but we are in Port Charlotte right now. Have you spent any time in Florida, or had you spent any time in Florida prior to being traded over here?
Yeah, last year I visited my buddy who was a teammate of mine with the Dodgers, and he's in Tampa. And I had visited him and stayed at his place and like went over to St. Petersburg, St. Pete Beach, and loved it. And then I also came back like a month before I was traded and went to his wedding, andIt was just kind of funny how that worked out. But, I love the area. It's a great spot.
Got some Southern California vibes to it, right?
It does. Yeah. It does. Yeah, nice little beach town.
Let's talk about the trade, though. So you were with the Dodgers last season. And then on December 16th, you and Ryan Pepio come to the Rays in exchange for Tyler Glasnow and Manuel Margot and some cash. What was that day like for you? You talked a little bit about not expecting it, not anticipating it, but...How did that whole day shake out for Johnny DeLuca?
Well, it was like, it was a few days of buildup where there was rumors, there was things going on. So me and Pep were both talking to each other, and we were kind of, you know, keeping each other updated on what we knew. And it was probably about 4 or 5 days before it like became official from the start of the rumors. So we were kind of in that limbo area where we weren't really sure what to think. But once it all went down, I mean, there's only excitement to be had, andanticipation and a new opportunity, so that's always fun to, you know, have that build up.
Did you get a phone call, or did you scroll on your phone and find out on X or whatever we're calling it now?
The first rumor I had found out on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, And then, yeah, I had gotten a phone call that, you know, the rumors were true, and it just had taken a few days to kind of go through. And so me and Pep were kind of keeping each other updated on what we knew.
Can you talk to us a little bit about your time with the Dodgers last season, making your major league debut, getting your first big league hit, first big league home run, and for a team that I assume you grew up supporting if you're from Agoura Hills, California?
Yeah, it happened. It happened super quick. It was just like, you know, everything in a row. I was in AAA for 2 or 3 weeks before Trace had gotten hurt and then gotten the call up. And yeah, it was. I was just trying to take it in, and it's hard to really enjoy the moment because there's so much, you know, whether it's anxiety or excitement, all the emotions going through your head with family being there and the hometown team and all that. And I was very blessed, very fortunate to be able to do that. And be able to play with some really good players, and excited to do that this year with this team.
Did you grow up a Dodgers fan, though?
I did, yeah. I did.
So what was that like, though, just getting drafted by your favorite team, and not only that, but making it all the way up through the ranks and getting to play for them?
Yeah, I mean, when I first was drafted, there wasn't, I guess, as much excitement just because I knew, you know, throughout the minors there's always trades that happen and things that happen. So I honestly, like, it was a dream to make it up with the Dodgers, and I really didn't look that far ahead. I just wanted to play well and control what I can control. And but yeah, after making it up, it was obviously super cool, and it was just awesome to have family and friends there at, you know, all the games, and a lot of tickets, and yeah. So that was fun, though. It was really cool.
And then just coming up through the Dodgers minor league organization, you spent a lot of time in Oklahoma, right? Because you got the Double-A Tulsa Drillers, and then once you graduate from there, you go to the Triple-A Oklahoma City, whatever they're called now. I think they might just be called the Oklahoma City yeah. Baseball Club, like yeah. the Washington football team. How did you enjoy your time in Oklahoma?
I actually enjoyed Oklahoma. It was Tulsa and OKC were both great cities and good fans. So, yeah, I enjoyed it over there.
And what was it like when you finally got the call up to the Dodgers? What was that day like?
Yeah, it was after one of our games, and my manager had brought me in, and I thought he was going to talk about the next week of me taking off a game and then maybe coming in and pinch hitting against a left-handed pitcher, which is what I was kind of touted to do at the big league level. But he's like, you're not going to need to do that. You know, you're going straight to the big leagues. And, yeah, it's what you dream about as a kid, and I was able to call my parents after, and they're obviously super excited for me, and just being able to share it with them was a cool experience.
Was it kind of a surreal moment when the manager yeah. told you you were going up there?
Yeah, you dream of that, but when it happens, you're kind of just like trying to take everything in, and there's so many emotions, there's so many things going through your head. Your teammates are there, so they're obviously all excited, and yeah, I'll remember it for the rest of my life.
You ended up playing college baseball at the University of Oregon. Eugene might be one of the prettier cities, I think, at least on the West Coast. I spent some time up there myself, but what was your time like up there playing for the Ducks? And tell us a little bit about when you were drafted by the Dodgers in the 25th round of the 2019 draft.
Yeah, Eugene was great, like you said. That's beautiful. I honestly didn't mind the rain too much. It wasn't like a huge factor for me. It really made up with all the beauty that it had with the trees and everything, and was able to go down the coast and stuff. So I loved Eugene. Yeah, the draft was interesting for me because, you know, I'd been a later round pick. I think I was actually taking a nap when I technically got drafted because I was a little upset that I hadn't gone earlier. And it was just a kind of a funny day, and I didn't end up signing because I was sophomore eligible, so I didn't end up signing until the end of the deadline. So there was a little bit of a period where I didn't know if I was going to go back to school or, you know, take it. So ended up taking it, and here I am now.
But you had been drafted before out of high school, and I'm just curious, was that a hard decision for you? Do I stay here at school, or do I go join the Dodgers as a 25th round pick? I mean, maybe there were some thoughts that, oh, you know, if I stay another year or two, maybe I can boost my draft stock a little bit.
Yeah, it was tough. There was a lot of, you know, uncertainty there. In the end, you know, professional baseball and being a big leaguer is what I had wanted to do since I was a kid. And although I'm very grateful for Oregon and the time I had there, I thought it was, you know, a good decision for me to do that and pursue that, and ended up paying off.
And I mentioned earlier, you're from Agoura Hills, California, which is just north of Los Angeles. You went to Agoura Hills High School. And I read that Clay Matthews went to that high school. Do you know him at all?
I know him very briefly. I think we've met maybe once. But, yeah, he's pretty well known in that area.
Are there any great baseball players who have come out of that school?
I know Robert Stock had come out of there, and I believe he's still playing. And, yeah, a few other guys who played a little pro ball. But I think Robert was probably the biggest name.
Let's go to your time with the Rays now. We have Josh Lowe, Jose Siri, Randy Rosarena. Those are the projected starters, but you also play a lot of center field, right? And we know Jose Siri is probably not going to play all 162 games there. How comfortable are you out in center field?
Yeah, I mean, center field is like the position I feel most comfortable at, most at home. I kind of move around. I play all three, but I love being out there in center and kind of, you know, taking charge out there and being able to cover ground. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what this season has.
Is there anybody at the big league level now, or someone who used to play big league ball, who you model your defensive game after?
I want to say, like, maybe Willie Mays, just going,
okay.
I mean, going all out and, you know, put my body on the line. And I kind of, once I'm out there, I'm not really thinking too much. It's kind of see ball, go get ball, and I'm aggressive, and yeah.
Willie Mays, that's not what I was expecting, but that's great. Who was your favorite Dodger growing up as a kid?
It was probably Kershaw, just because, like, I had watched him when he had, you know, first made it up as a, what was he, 19 or 20 years old, and being able to, you know, watch all that while I was a kid and then play with him was pretty surreal. And yeah, it was an honor to play with him, and he's a great guy and great, obviously, player.
Did you have some nerves when you first met him there in the Dodger clubhouse?
Yeah, a little bit. And then everyone in that clubhouse kind of, you know, calms the nerves, because there's a lot of good dudes around. So,
and last question for you, Johnny DeLuca, before we get you on your way. Is there anything that Rays fans should know about you that maybe your teammates don't? I already know you have a unique sense of fashion, shall we say, that stands out among the others. But besides that, or you can run with that, what do you think?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of areas that I enjoy outside of the game of baseball. And obviously baseball is my job. I love it, and I'm very grateful to be here. But, you know, like you said, whether it's fashion or surfing or the beach or music, I have a lot of other interests outside, and kind of just therapy for me in a sense. And yeah, I guess I'm unique in that way. But on the field, I'm going to give it my all. And yeah, you're going to see, you know, aggressive and electric player. So,
like Willie Mays, right?
Yeah, exactly.
When you say music, though, are you talking about making music or listening to music?
Both. I play a little guitar, ukulele too. And just, I mean, nothing crazy. But yeah, both listening and playing.
That's great. Maybe you'll bust out the ukulele one of these days. Johnny DeLuca, we appreciate you taking the time, though, here on Countdown Opening Day. We can't wait to watch you in action. Best of luck this upcoming season, and thanks again.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And that was Rays outfielder Johnny DeLuca. We all wish him a speedy recovery. We'll be back to wrap it up here on Countdown to Opening Day right after this on the Rays Baseball Network. Well, we really appreciate Naoyuki Uwasawa, Taishi Terashima, and Johnny DeLuca's time today on Countdown to Opening Day. That is going to do it for us, though. Special thanks to Derek DeBose back at our network studios, as well as Mark Hayes and Max Tanzer for on-site assistance, plus additional help from Andy Freed, Neil Solons, Chris Miller, and Becca Carney. I know as soon as I get off, Andy's going to say, I didn't really help you with anything, but he did, in ways he doesn't even know. I'm Chris Adams-Wall, though. We're just 12 days away from Opening Day, when the Rays will take on the Toronto Blue Jays at Tropicana Field. But we will see you next time. Enjoy the game, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Countdown to Opening Day.
As this ball is blasted to straightaway center, this ball is long gone.
If you missed any of the show, download it at RaysBaseball.com/radio.
Speaking of the Jungle Cruise, that one is into the jungle. Well into it for Randy Arozarena's 19th home run of the season.
Opening Day will be here before you know it.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out, the Rays win.
For tickets, visit RaysBaseball.com.